The Hunger by Rainey Clark, read by John Patrick Rice. The winter wind bit at her face as she ran, the branches of the trees clawing at her clothes, trying to pull her back. She panted, fearing her legs would give out the longer she ran. The cold burned her lungs as if she were inhaling knives. A blast of wind knocked her to the side and sent her into the snow. She scrambled up, stumbling towards the frozen river, shrieking burst through the air. It was the howl that followed her through the trees, weaving in and out of the branches until it reached her. It was a solid thing, grasping at her clothes and threatening to bring her down into the snow. "Come back, Maggie!" She slowed down for a moment, recognizing that soft voice. A voice she had grown up hearing. Maggie reached down and touched the gun at her side. She shook her head and picked up the pace. It wasn't her father calling her, she knew that much. She had seen the life fade out of his eyes only a few days ago in the darkness of the forest. Those words couldn't be from him. The hunger gnawed at her insides, eating away at any stamina she had left. Her body was telling her to give up, to let it happen. But she wouldn't. Maggie slipped on the ice, falling down hard and bashing her elbow. Rather than focus on the pain, she focused on standing up and getting across the river. Another howl, this time closer. She climbed up the bank and jumped over a fallen log. Up ahead through the trees, she spotted a flickering light. With each step, it came closer and closer until she burst from the tree line. Ahead of her was an old hunting shack. Could she make it there? Her father's voice spoke loudly in her mind. "Keep running, Mags. Don't ever look back. Don't slow down, because it won't slow down either." And it wasn't slowing down. Maggie didn't look back as she ran across the field towards the shack. The high-pitched howl pursued her, moving towards her like a wolf chasing her down for its evening meal. "Help!" she screamed, pounding on the wooden door. "Please!" "Who's there?" A gruff female voice spoke through the wood. I need help. Something's chasing me." After a beat, the door slowly opened a crack and an eye peeked out. Maggie didn't wait before pushing her way inside. She grabbed the door away from the woman who had answered and slammed it shut. Gasping for breath in the warmth of the shack, her whole body shook with the effort. The gun, her father's gun, felt heavy against her hip as she fought to stay on her feet. "What in the hell?" the woman demanded. Maggie opened her eyes and looked at the woman she had pushed out of the way. She was standing there with a rifle and a frown, her long hair tied into a rough braid. Her face was weathered and her clothes were dirty, as if she'd been walking for a few weeks. A traveling bag leaned against the wall next to an old rocking chair. A fire was crackling in a small fireplace. The woman kept the gun trained on her. "You have 5 seconds to get out of here before I fire," she snapped. Maggie held up her hands. "Please, there's something out there." She didn't lower the gun, but she didn't complete her promise to kill Maggie either. Maggie motioned her with her head. "Do you have something I can put up against the door?" The woman motioned to the rocking chair. Maggie grabbed it and wedged it against the knob. Tears rolled down her frozen cheeks as she put her forehead against the door. For the first time in weeks, she looked down at her hands. Scraped bloody and raw, they throbbed as the warmth from the fire brought the feeling back into them. A touch of frostbite blackened her cheek. "Something's following you?" the woman asked, eyeing her. She sniffed and took a step back as Maggie sank to her knees. "What's your name?"
"Maggie."
"You?"
"Emma."
She sidestepped to the window. "What exactly is chasing you?"
"I don't know. It knows my name.
She shook her head. She could feel her stomach gnawing at her, filling her body with a violent buzzing.
"Your name?"
Emma glanced out the window before turning her eyes back to Maggie. She took in her ripped clothing, her sunken eyes and cracked lips. The smell that filled the cabin reminded her of a deep sickness that there was no coming back from. A rotting, stinging smell that stuck to the roof of her mouth.
Maggie licked her lips with a dry tongue. She looked up. The woman, Emma, was still aiming the rifle at her. Wind battered the cabin, causing the wood to creak and groan. The wailing started up again. It moved from the trees towards the cabin. "Maggie, let me in! I'm hungry!" Her father was hungry. She had done everything she could to make sure he had what he needed, trying to keep the sickness that had devoured him at bay. She shook her head. "No, no, I won't," she rasped. "This wasn't him. It couldn't be him. He was just a pile of bones in the woods now, nothing but a memory she wanted to hold on to for as long as she could." Emma looked out the window, wiping the fogged-up glass with her hand. "That's screaming!" Maggie snapped out of her thoughts. "You can hear it?" "Of course I can hear it." She knew that noise. She tried to remember what it was, what she had been told about these woods. It was on the tip of her tongue as the winds howled outside. Maggie pushed herself to stand. Having sat for even a moment, she realized just how weak she was, how much of her body was deteriorating from her weeks in the cold and the snow. She leaned against the window and looked across the field at the tree line. A shape stood hunched in front of the trees. In the glow of the moon, the shadow of sharp antlers stretched towards the shack. Shrieking shook the door as the shape began to move, lurching towards them. Her heart hammered in her throat. "You are so hungry!" The words pushed forward with the howling wind. "You are so tired!" Emma was speaking, but all Maggie heard was that horrible, aching voice, that voice that wanted more than anything for her to follow it. It had been there since her father died, since the moment she'd had to decide between death or using the meat his body had given her. She'd told herself he would have been all right with it, that he would want her to live. She had repeated it to herself over and over while she ate. That voice had appeared, telling her it was all right, and she should fill her belly with food to keep her strength up. The voice had quickly turned into a scream. The door creaked as the wind pushed up against it. Emma took a step back and aimed her gun at the door. She knew what it was, what was at the door. A gun wouldn't kill that thing. "You brought that thing here," she snapped at Maggie. "I didn't. Get out." It wouldn't stop until it got what it wanted. Emma knew that much. It might go away if she could get Maggie out of the shack. "Sweetheart, please, we can be together. Remember when I taught you how to shoot? We camped in the field afterwards. We can do that again." It wouldn't have known about her father teaching her to shoot. It couldn't know. Maggie stood and stared at the door. Her breathing turned labored. She reached forward and pulled the rocking chair away from the knob, tossing it back into the wall. Emma shouted in surprise as Maggie yanked open the door, snapping it off its hinges. The shack filled with an icy wind as an antlered shape skulked into the room. Snow blew in, surrounding the creature in a white swirl of cold. Its rotting flesh clung to its emaciated form. Its distended stomach gurgled loudly. Jaws filled with rows upon rows of broken and jagged teeth stretched out towards her. Maggie felt her stomach begin to growl as the thing reached forward with long fingers. "Mags, my little girl," it spoke in a soft voice as it laid its warm hand on her cheek. Maggie didn't want to run from it. She wanted it to speak to her again. "Dad, I have a gift for you, sweetheart. I've been trying to give it to you." A gift? The thing that chased her took her in its arms and leaned in. It sank its teeth softly into her shoulder.
the jagged fangs slipping deeper and deeper into her flesh. Her stomach gurgled loudly, the hunger creeping into her body until all she felt was the hollowness in the pit of her stomach that would never be satisfied. The thing growled and released her, blood dripping from its jaws. It pulled its mouth into a grotesque, bloody smile and stepped back out into the cold, beckoning Maggie to follow it. The bang of a gunshot ripped through the air. Maggie turned to see Emma holding her rifle, aiming it at her. She growled and jumped forward, ripping the gun away from her. Emma ran towards the door, bursting out into the night. Maggie growled and followed, the smell of fresh meat filling her senses. Emma stumbled into the field, her foot catching on a protruding rock. She scrambled up. It wasn't quick enough. Maggie leapt at her, clawing and punching at her with jagged fingernails. She bent down and ripped into her throat. Blood sprayed across the ground, dyeing the snow crimson. Emma let out a gurgle, her body twitching as the light vanished from her eyes.
"Good job, Mags."
The voice was behind her again, the creature standing over her as she stared at the corpse.
"You've made me so proud. Eat up, sweetie."
Maggie growled and dug into the fresh meal. She felt a soft hand on her back as coppery liquid poured down her throat. The cold no longer bothered her. The wind moved over her skin like a warm summer breeze. It was the perfect night.